my great grandfather was Henry Hall, Ben's brother.
Wow. And what kind of family stories were you told of him, Peggy?
Everything. And he was born in, Ben Jr. was born in Maitland. Now, all you got to do is ring the courthouse in Maitland and you can get a copy of his birth certificate.
Wow. Now, what do you think of his legend? Was he the gentleman bushranger?
Well, he was always dressed to the nines. I haven't got the photos. My sister's got heaps of them. She's gone right through his history. He was good looking. And I've got a nephew who looks just like him, except he's got blonde hair and Ben had sort of brown hair. But, yes.
Melanie, how important is it to have these kind of family connections? Gee, almost a direct connection here.
Oh, that's very interesting. And it's interesting, too, how the caller said that her sister has all the photographs. Often in a family, you'll have one particular person that might sort of take on that role of as the family historian. And it's terrific to have that that one person that might sort of investigate the stories in some depth that then other members of the family can share. And the fact that they've got photographs and have descendants who look very like their forebears also.
Yeah, that's right. I know, she's got all of the certificates and, you know, all that.
Wow.
All the bit of history that goes with him.
Have you had researchers knocking on your door asking to see it all?
I don't know. Oh, Denise has been in touch with a few of the people that write about bush rangers and whatever. She lives in Maitland. I live in Tamworth.
Mm-hmm.
But
Are there any parts of the story, Peggy, that you think are your favourites of Ben's life?
Well, there's been a hell of a lot of misconceptions, I can tell you that. Like, his wife didn't run off with the policeman. He was retired from the police force when she went off with him. And his stock was not left in a locked up in a paddock. He had a big property. He shared it with his brother-in-law.